collaborative documents, from file islands to synchronized co-creation. The essence of a collaborative document is to gather content that was once scattered across personal computers, chat logs, and email attachments into a single unified space where multiple people can access and edit at the same time. It is no longer a static file on one device, but a continuously growing and traceable memory of the team. In the past, a proposal often circulated in a group chat under names like Final Version, Final Version 2, and Real Final Version. Nobody held the latest state, and edits were frequently made without knowing that others had already changed things, so merging at the end was full of conflicts and rework. The core of synchronized co-creation is to let writing and reading happen on the same timeline. A paragraph someone adds becomes visible to everyone instantly. When an assumption is overturned, all participants receive the context at the same moment. Collaboration shifts from a relay to a dance. This shift looks like a tool upgrade, but it actually changes how a team produces knowledge. When a document becomes a living structure, the chain between discussion, decision, and output is compressed, and organizational learning and retrospection gain more authentic material. The hidden cost of traditional file sharing. Collaborating through email attachments and cloud drive folders carries far higher hidden costs than meets the eye. The most obvious cost is version chaos. The same document exists in multiple copies, and who holds the correct version often has to be confirmed verbally, blurring the basis for decisions. Next is the loss of context. Comments are scattered across chat apps, email, and meeting notes. By the time you really need to trace why we decided this back then, the relevant discussion has sunk to the bottom, and newcomers can only guess, so errors keep being copied. Permissions also tend toward two extremes. Either everyone can edit, causing accidental deletions and structural breakdown, or everyone is read-only, causing stale updates and rigid processes. Without a middle ground, flexibility and security cannot coexist. A more invisible cost is attention loss. To find one file, members jump back and forth between multiple group chats and folders. To align, they hold another meeting that could have been avoided. These fragmented moments accumulate and eat away at the team's real capacity. Three core capabilities of real-time collaboration. The first capability is multi-cursor real-time editing. Several members can write different paragraphs in the same document at once, with cursor positions and typed content synced live, while the system handles insertion order automatically, making it almost impossible to feel who is waiting for whom. The second capability is a closed loop of comments and annotations. You can start a discussion on a specific sentence or passage, related people can reply, resolve, or be assigned, so opinions no longer drown in the chat stream but attach to the exact words they point to. The third capability is structured templates and reuse. High-frequency documents such as weekly reports, requirements, and retrospectives are abstracted into templates, so newcomers can simply fill them in, unifying the format and lowering the barrier to collaboration. Combined, a collaborative document upgrades from a place to write to the operating system of teamwork. It receives incoming information, carries discussions, and deposits conclusions, becoming the hub connecting people with people and people with knowledge. Permissions and versions, the double insurance of collaboration order. Permission tiers are the foundation of collaboration order. A sound design usually has four levels: view, comment, edit, and manage, granted flexibly by role and phase, preventing accidental changes while avoiding the inefficiency of one-size-fits-all. Version history is the other half of safety. Every key change is automatically recorded, and you can compare differences or roll back to any point at any time. When a slip of the hand deletes an entire section, the version log minimizes the loss. In practice, keep managed permissions restrained and hand them only to those truly responsible for structure, grant edit to core contributors, limit external collaborators to comment or view, staying open yet controlled. Permissions and versions do not constrain creation but provide guardrails for it. Only when members are confident that mistakes can be recovered and overreach will be blocked do they dare to experiment boldly and iterate continuously inside the document. Professional analysis, conflict merge algorithms and organizational adoption evidence. Whether a collaborative document can handle many people editing together smoothly depends on the underlying conflict merge algorithm. The two classics are operational transformation, OT, and conflict-free replicated data types, CRDT. OT reorders operation sequences on a central server to keep every end eventually consistent. CRDT lets each replica update independently and converge automatically, even offline. According to a 2022 enterprise survey by a collaborative software research institute with a sample size of N equals 1200, collaborative documents built on CRDT showed about 38% fewer editing conflicts under weak network conditions than traditional OT, and the perceived lag and lost characters dropped noticeably. This data reveals that the underlying data structure directly determines the ceiling of collaboration experience. We can build a simple collaboration maturity model for comparison: L1 serial attachments, no concurrency, L2 multi-edit but frequent conflict, L3 real-time conflict-free, OT/CRDT, and L4 real-time plus intelligent aggregation, auto-summary, to-do extraction. Most teams sit at L2, a few reach L3, and L4 remains frontier. A recognizable real case, after a 200-person internet team MIG.